Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Starting us off today, did you notice that the moon was a different color last night? Any observant people out there? Of course you are observant. It was somewhere between a cherry and a carrot, I think. It's always got to equate to food, I think, at some level. And joining us right now, because it's not just the moon, it is the overall weather. Could it be that winter is over? It's only early June. Could it be? Joining us right now on News Radio 930 WBEN on the Trocare College WBEN live line, where I might add WBEN Arthur Pressman traffic attorney time is coming up on 210. Meteorologist Andy Parker. I almost called you Andy Pressman. Andy Parker, thank you so much. We appreciate your time in being here today. Always a pleasure, sir.
Yeah, Tom, anytime, man, even under the hazy sun here this afternoon.
So what is going on atmospherically, Andy, for those who've been a little bit out of the loop?
Well, that thing you see in the sky, that thing, we call it the sun. We haven't seen a lot of it lately, especially in the spring. We've had a lot of gray, but today the sun is out. Now you think, hey, the sun is out, but there's something a little off. You know, the sky doesn't have that beautiful azure blue. It is more of a hazy. And before you think that's just normal for summer, that's actually those Canadian wildfires. The smoke from those fires, which is currently churning up in Saskatchewan, very far away from us, multiple provinces away, that has become airborne, carried aloft. So this is not a wave near the ground, but this is thousands of feet up into the sky. And it's being directed by those upper-level winds. You heard about it. It's called the jet stream, those rivers of air that circle the globe in concentric patterns at times, and they swirl and dip. And so as these huge plumes of smoke emit into the atmosphere over the province of central and northern Canada, they are then carried and swept up, and they form huge clouds, multiple states large, almost a half a continent is going to be covered by this at some point. And we are just now beginning to get into the mix of seeing this. So it's been plaguing parts of the United States for a while. Now, those storms that we've had, those constant gray, the closed lows that provide us those 40s with rain, that actually kept all of that smoke out of here. But now that we've been trapped under this heat dome and we're in this very quiet pattern, some of that smoke is now beginning to infiltrate the skies, and it's not causing any respiratory issues. All of the sensors I've seen are well within range of what would be considered normal or even good air. But certainly when you notice the sunset as early as last night, that's when we're starting to see the effect of that smoke at the upper levels.
We're talking with meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN on the WBEN Trocare College live line. So, Andy, these fires have been churning in Canada for roughly how long?
They've been going up there for several weeks. It usually coincides with the beginning of the storm season, and lightning strikes are generally the origin point for a lot of these. It's hard to even track the exact start of it because they are in general remote areas. Much of Canada is just a wooded wilderness when you get that far up. And as the seasons transition and the snow melts and the ground becomes exposed, they can get some tinder. And the woods up there are not managed. So when there is a fire, it has a lot to burn through, a lot of source energy. And they generally burn themselves out. They're almost too large. You can't send a couple of fire trucks and go solve this thing. Mm. They generally burn themselves out when the next very wet weather system comes in. But our pattern has been kind of stuck, and I think everybody understands that. We've been stuck on the cold, wet side of things. And the other part of the United States, say from the Rockies up into Canada, they've been very warm. I think last I talked to you, Alaska was warmer than we were. So this is now kind of the teeter-totter bending the other direction.
Okay, two things. Number one, tinder. And number two, teeter-totter. This is a day of tease for Andy Parker, and I think that's very, very well done. So as far as the situation with the fires in Canada, we went through this, did we not, either last year or the summer before? I think it was last summer. We went through a very bad period. I want to say it was July or August, where it actually was affecting people's respiratory situations.
I know it very well because the baseball games started to begin. It was kind of a colder, cooler beginning. And then once things finally got nice, and it was, I believe it was early June, kind of going into the summer, all of the outdoor events were kind of scared by this low-level smoke that you could actually go outside, and some people, you could definitely smell it. Some folks would say they could taste it outside. And so there was a lot of nervousness about it, and a lot of outdoor games on days like today, where you had temperatures in the 80s, very little wind, but there was that the particulate in the atmosphere was elevated enough that some folks, you know, do you put your kids out or don't you? It was kind of uncharted territory. We hadn't seen something like that in a couple decades that thick. So, yes, that was the same type of situation where the smoke came down, but it was closer to the ground in that scenario.
Are these fires just a little bit south of Saskatoon?
They are. You know, I looked at that. That is kind of funny. But I did.
did you get the slap shot reference there, Andy?
I did. I saw it. And then I saw it coming, direct hit. And what I noticed where there were so many pockets, I thought, hey, you know, this would be kind of interesting to tell people exactly, you know, not that anybody's going to know, but I saw so many pockets of fires. It's almost a broad brush. There's so many individual fires burning up there, but the smoke is all carried in the same direction. If you've ever had an outdoor fire in your backyard in a fire pit and you've got chairs encircling the fire, there's going to be a number of chairs that you want to sit in. And then there's those two chairs that nobody wants to sit in because the prevailing wind pushes the smoke and ash in your face. Well, that's what's happening. The prevailing winds are essentially pushing that smoke and ash, and it billows up into the sky and then is carried by those very fast-moving winds.
Now, I realize that you're a meteorologist and not a firefighter, but what's the outlook on these fires?
They burn for weeks and months till Mother Nature wants to step in and help out. I'm not sure what kind of remediation they're doing. I mean, the areas that we're talking about are so severely remote from any, you know, major cities. When you think of Canada, I mean, Canada arches all the way up to the Arctic Circle. And the Canada that I think a lot of us know is not just on the other side of the Peace Bridge. And you can see it on the other side of Lake Ontario. And oh, look at the big buildings. Beyond that, Canada flattens out and it becomes a wilderness rather quickly. If you've ever made the trip from, Toronto, and you're going up into their vacation spots up there, into the islands and some of their interior lakes, there's not much around. So they're not rolling out, you know, big artillery of fire trucks and brigades of firemen to go and try to contain these things. I think, you know, they're going to do what they can, but generally each year, this is just a fact of life in that part of the world.
Yeah, you know, even in Ontario, much less out west, but even in Ontario, as you well know, Canada becomes very rugged just north of Toronto, and I think all the way to the Arctic Circle. But then occasionally you'll find beautiful little towns on Georgian Bay that obviously cater to the tourist trade, which it's like a whole new world up there. And some people think Georgian Bay is almost the sixth Great Lake.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, that is one of the spots I have yet to... I know multiple people who enjoy the... I'd call it the southern central portion of Canada. In the summertime, they'll go up and take a week. And even then in the summertime, you could still end up wearing your hoodies and temperatures could end up in the 50s up there. But the land is beautiful, the quaintness of it, and then marry that with a bit of remoteness. If you've ever taken a trip and you don't feel like you've traveled anywhere, that is not the case when you head north of the border. It is definitely a change of atmosphere.
Indeed, it is. Now, I mentioned the moon a little bit earlier, but the situation with the moon, just outside last night, I think anybody who is looking at the moon for whatever reason, hey, look, it's the moon. I always want to say good night, moon, but that's every kid's book I think ever written. Is that why these fires, is that why it was kind of a cross between a cherry and maybe a tomato?
Yes, it had that tomato-y color to it, and the setting sun, as the sun came lower in the atmosphere, and when it's directly above your head, there's less atmosphere to look through, so it's very bright, and it has the yellowish tinge, and it's a haze, but once it goes towards the horizon, you're looking at it through a much longer period of atmosphere, so you're looking through more stuff, and as it slides down towards the horizon, then last night it changed into this brilliant red dot, and everybody kind of took their cameras out and they shot these red dots, and that was really neat. It almost looked like Mars-ish. But what you're talking about is that moon, and that moon had its own effect last night as well, and that had a very orangey glow, especially at moon rise. It's the same type of effect where you'll have more color at the lower elevation. Once it gets above your head, it's less noticeable. I'm expecting that we'll have that again tonight.
So last night's color of the moon, it wasn't just the fires influencing it. It was, what do they call that? I'm having a mental block here. When the moon looks, is it a blood moon?
A blood moon. I guess, yeah, that would be, you could call it that.
Not to be confused with Harvest Moon by Neil Young. Two different things altogether.
Completely different. Whole nother genre.
So this thing could be going on for weeks, and as these fires in Canada continue, is there a strong possibility that people in Western New York are going to experience some respiratory distress? Because we talked, I think, the other day about cottonwood and some of the other allergen friends that are out there who make their perennial appearances.
Yeah, this is the question. Will it affect us? You know, it's one thing to discolor the moon on occasion. It's another thing to cause some problems near the surface. So what's going to happen this week as we're in this heat dome, this bubble of high pressure? On Wednesday night, we're going to see a sweeper system come through, a cold front. So that's going to be cooler air along the surface. I'm not going to go cold. Don't get nervous. We're not going to the 40s, but we'll drop back into the 70s. But that will sweep one air mass out, bring another air mass in. And that secondary air mass is not originating from the same spot where the forest fires are. So that should clear out the skies. Now, what will happen is the forest fires that are continuing to burn will continue to emit their plumes, and those may recirculate through. And if we get the right wind pattern at both the upper levels and lower levels, some of that could be drawn down to the surface. At this point, it is not something that's going to happen in the next day or two. It's not something that you can even see 2 weeks out. But right now, it's something that we may have to deal with, these discolored skies on occasion over the next couple of weeks until we see how Mother Nature handles the weather up in that portion of the continent.
Andy, I'm just going to give you the punchline for this, or let you handle the punchline. Hey, Andy, did you hear about the new restaurant on the moon?
No, I didn't, Tom. What is it?
Oh, great food, but no atmosphere. Sorry, that's just a dad joke. What are we looking at?
I'll repurpose that.
Yeah, absolutely. Feel free to steal it. I stole it from somebody. It's like horse walks into the bar. Bartender says, "Why the long face?" Gotta love dad jokes. So what else do we have going on? Meteorologist Andy Parker is with us. And Andy is here courtesy of the Trocare College WBEN live line. And WBEN Arthur Pressman traffic attorney time is 2:22. So it's not the heat today.
If you've got time, Tom, we had another celestial event. There was a huge explosion on the sun that sent a geomagnetic storm hurtling through the atmosphere of space, with a lack of the vacancy of space. And that arrived on Sunday morning. And the timing of it here would have been spectacular, but it happened just after sunrise here in western New York. Portions of the western U.S. and the western sections of Canada were treated to a brilliant dancing light show, but it just missed the timing for us here in western New York. We had a lot of people asking about that. So we're still in a high period of sunspot activity. This would be kind of a peak for viewing, I think, in the summer months ahead for some northern lights.
And as far as the northern lights go, Andy, I'm sure you are already well aware of this, but one of the times you were telling us about the northern lights, I looked and we looked and we looked for the northern lights and we didn't see them. And then we put up our cell phones and we took pictures, and suddenly the northern lights, those aurora borealis, they became very, very, very visible.
Yeah, sometimes the phone, you use that and you can see it, and it's interesting. If you can ever get an opportunity to see them with the naked eye, it is an absolutely stunning, jaw-dropping, mesmerizing moment where you will feel as small as you possibly could be as a human being standing on the face of the earth. To watch the sky do what it does in natural, it's not a projection, it's absolutely amazing. I was able to witness that at Chestnut Ridge when we had that very large magnetic storm a couple years ago. And we're hoping that we maybe get another opportunity for that. Through the phone is neat. You take the picture, you look, oh, there it is. You know, I can see it if you look here, and you know the faint colors. But when we get a brilliant one, if we ever do, we always try to give everybody a heads up. I know WBEN does the same thing as well. A lot of folks put out a lot of false messages. Hey, you're going to go out. And a lot of them are just through the phone. But when there's a really good one, that's when you want to go out and take a look with the naked eye.
Andy Parker, meteorologist with us. Weather-wise, Andy, what are we looking at for the rest of the week?
Tomorrow, just like today, a little breezier. Today, we don't have a lot of wind. Tomorrow, the wind picks up a little bit. It's not going to cool down. As a matter of fact, we'll go up another 5 degrees. With some of this haze, we would have been hotter today, but the haze kind of holding back the temperatures a few degrees tomorrow. I think we're going to add a few more. Then it cools back to the 70s on Thursday and Friday, which, frankly, when we say cooling to the 70s, we just spent the weekend in the 40s. So, it's all relative, but we will drop back a little bit. Some rain Thursday, rain Friday. The rain gets out of here early Saturday, and I think Sunday is going to be very similar to maybe Monday. Yesterday and Sunday looked pretty good. So the second half of the weekend is the one I would say that is the better of the two, but it's not a washout by any means. I think Saturday still has usable time, especially in the afternoon.
Usable time. Andy, anything else weather-wise about which we need to be informed before we say fare thee well?
At this stage of the game, I think we've covered just about everything from forest fires, aurora borealis, and heat dome and the forecast for the next 5 days. So let's see what it brings, and we'll chat again.
All right. Meteorologist Andy Parker, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time as always.
All right, Tom, take care.
Andy Parker joining us on the Trocare College WBEN live line on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.